Hey there, Pew Packers. Welcome to this episode of the Pew Packers Pod. I'm Miss Autumn, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Today, we're going to be continuing our series about Moses. First, we talk about Moses as a baby. Then last week, we were singing about how God asked him to be his helper. Now, we're going to be talking about the 10 plagues and the Exodus. Let's sing our song for the day. Join me for the 10 plagues song.
Water turned to blood and they could not take a drink. Frogs hopped everywhere and they really made a stink. Followed by the lice, then the flies, then the cattle died. But Pharaoh just said no, he would not let them go. Boils upon their skin and on everybody's kin. Hail upon the ground so that food could not be found. Locusts swallowed up. Egypt said, hey, we've had enough, but Pharaoh just said no, he would not let them go. 3 dark days of woe, and they could not see their toes. Firstborns all died, and then all the people cried. Now they knew that God was the Lord and the only God. Now they know who to fear, so go get out of here.
Great job singing. Let's talk about what our song means and how we see it in the Bible. In the last song about the burning bush, we sang about how God talked to Moses through the burning bush. God talked to Moses about how sad and mistreated his special people were in Egypt, and how he had plans to bring them to the land of Canaan, a special land that God said flows with milk and honey. That means it was a beautiful land with plenty to eat. Moses was supposed to talk to Pharaoh and ask that he let God's people go out of Egypt. If you'll remember, Moses had doubts. But God assured Moses that if Pharaoh was not going to let them go easily, he would stretch out his hand and strike Egypt with many wonders. Many wonders? What does that mean? Well, God is talking about the 10 plagues. Here's what happened in the book of Exodus. Moses left the land of Midian, where he had been for many years, and went back to Egypt. He met his brother Aaron. Aaron was going to help Moses. They met with some of the Israelites and told them God's plan to help his special people. Then Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and asked him to let the people of Israel host a feast in the wilderness. Pharaoh didn't believe in God and thought the Israelites should just get back to work. Pharaoh made their work even harder just to be mean. Moses and Aaron asked Pharaoh to let God's people go, but the Bible says Pharaoh's heart was hardened. That's when the plague started. First, water turned to blood. All the water, whether it was in a lake or even in a cup. Even the Nile River turned to blood and all the fish died. But Pharaoh still didn't believe. He didn't believe when frogs took over the land, when lice were everywhere, when flies were everywhere, when all the Egyptian livestock died, when every Egyptian and their animals had nasty sores called boils, when hail ruined all the food, when locusts ate every green plant, or when darkness came upon Egypt for 3 straight days. Finally, there was one last plague, maybe the saddest one of all. God told Pharaoh that every firstborn of the Egyptian people would die. Pharaoh was so mad, yet he didn't listen to God. So God told the Israelites special instructions to protect their families from this last plague. When at last the very sad last plague happened, Pharaoh finally said, "Get out of here." It's sad that it took Pharaoh so long to listen to God. He brought a lot of sadness and tragedy to the land of Egypt because he didn't believe in God or listen to him. It's important to listen to God, not because he's going to send plagues on us like he did to Egypt, but because he loves us and wants to protect us, just like he loved and protected the Israelites when they had faith. There's a lot to learn from the story of Moses. When we sing the 10 plagues song, I hope you'll think about what we've talked about. Until next time, I hope all of you Pew Packers have a great day. See you soon.